All right, and welcome to the 17th episode of the second season of Charlie and Me. If you are not our friends and family, we're not sure again why the fuck you're listening. If you are our friends and family, it's going to be a fun one. We have a double drop this week because last week's episode got a little lost in the mail.
Lost in the sauce.
We recorded it. We did record it while driving. The quality's low, but the content is probably lower. It was fun. We were kind of looking for ways to entertain ourselves while driving, so we figured...
It was a good concept. We should have done it earlier in the drive.
We got a little tired, and we were very lost in what we were doing, so...
Were we, like, just outside of Iowa City?
Yeah, we were about an hour and a half away, or, you know, and...
So we're, like, three-quarters of the way or so from our destination.
We waited quite a while, and it was right after we... I just ate some McDonald's, so I was kind of dozing off, like, what was going on. And, yeah, so...
I was very alert, don't worry.
Yeah, that's good, you were driving. So yeah, it was an interesting one. Yeah, that's about all I can say about it. Other than that, Charlie, what'd you do this weekend?
I had a wedding this weekend. Not me getting married. Joke.
I was gonna say, who'd you marry?
You weren't there. I was kidding.
I know. I'm kind of disappointed. Wasn't invited to you. Your wedding.
No, so one of my good friends, Annie Schulte from grade school and high school, married Fielding Montgomery. Congratulations, you two.
Congratulations.
They actually asked me to do a reading, so I did a reading at the wedding.
Hey, congratulations. I didn't know you could read.
You know, sometimes you guys got to memorize the lines. But yeah, I was walking up, into like the lectern area, and I accidentally kicked the front of it, and I was like walking all the way up to it.
Ooh.
I don't know how loud it was, but in my head, it was very loud.
Nice.
And I did one of those like, faces, like,
and you've been in that church before, you know what it's like.
I know.
You've been on that altar before.
Yeah. But yeah, besides that, reading went very, very smooth. Beautiful wedding, huge reception, a lot of people. It was in like the 33rd floor of the downtown Des Moines building, so pretty high up there for Des Moines.
Big deal.
Yeah, so it was pretty neat. Got to see a lot of people I have not seen in a long time, so that was really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it was just a grand old... A smashing time, as they would say.
A smashing time. Oh, it was a smashing time. Cheers, mate.
We had some tea and we smashed.
We were going to go, we had some tea and we smashed.
I retracted.
Let me take that back real quick.
It was a smashing time with the tea posse. No, it was beautiful.
Awesome. I was also in Des Moines, as you can tell, since we rode together. And,
I left one part out. I'll let you take it. Off camera wink.
We played some golf on Friday.
Hey!
I almost didn't remember it. We played some golf on Friday. That was a good time. We almost like got caught up in like just a massive wind and rain and lightning storm, but it just missed us.
That was crazy. I left my windows rolled down. It was like, oh crap. And it just never rained. It did everything but rain.
The like superintendent drives around. He goes, "Hey guys, we saw some lightning south of us, and we're playing with three other guys." And they're like, "Eh," and we're like, "Eh," and just played through it.
We didn't see it.
I didn't see it. He might have seen it. He might have saw it.
I didn't see it.
Good English, Grant. But yeah, fun time, and just hung out with the family. Very rare that I get my entire family in one place at one time, so that was awesome. Then I came back to my apartment on Sunday night and realized that I do need to buy an AC unit.
I remember like almost a year ago at the same time, I was holding out like, I don't need it. I went through all college without it. I'm fine. And I was like, but why?
And the worst part is I even justified it to myself even more because I'm like, I'm closer to the lake. You know, it gets a little bit colder. It does.
You won't need it for as long.
I won't need it for as long, but I don't know. Well, and see now it's been like 90 degrees the past 3 or 4 days, and this weekend was hot, so I walked in and there's like a sauna in my place because I forgot to leave one of the fans on, so like my living room was hot.
Just hot stale air.
Yeah, so I pretty much just got in and got naked right away. And that was kind of rough, I gotta be honest. But I've gotten kind of used to it. Walk around with my shirt off a lot.
college, isn't it?
Pretty similar. The one thing is, I don't keep a lot of beer in my house unless I'm having company, which might be shocking to a lot of people listening. But I on the way home from work today, I was like, I just need something cold to like have in my hand.
Hold your hand and occasionally sit down your throat.
Yeah, exactly. So I bought some beer on the way home from work today. I bought a 6-pack because I was like, I need something cold in my hand.
Here's the question. What'd you get?
I got the Heller High Water. I need something refreshing, too. The Heller High Water Watermelon Wheat Beer.
That's a good one. It's not bad.
It's pretty refreshing. We're not sponsored, but, you know, if you want to throw us a sponsorship, we could work a deal out. So we should probably stop dropping names without...
I think it's okay. I think we're okay in that. I think we're just fine with how we're going.
Yeah, but
it does.
I will say, I don't think I have to work out quite as much with me sweating as much as I have been.
It's body weight or water weight just leaves it.
Yeah, I don't have. I'm gonna be pretty toned here after this week, so I'm pretty
sweated out, toned.
Pretty jacked, yeah.
Do your couple pull-ups a day.
Yeah, pretty much I do like 5 to 10, 15 pull-ups a day, and then 5 before work, 5 after work, maybe 5 before bed. I got it worked out.
Oh, to get 3 sets of 5, you know, spread it out by 5.
Just spread it out. I did have a really crazy thing happen to me last night. I was in bed, laying in bed. I fell asleep.
Grant, we don't want to hear this.
Oh. I fell asleep pretty early on my couch, and then I, like, you know, stumbled over to my bed and then passed out. And all of a sudden at like 11 p.m., I just hear the most massive like crack. Like it almost sounded like lightning or thunder, I guess. But then nothing. And there was no light. I didn't see anything, obviously, because my eyes were closed. And I couldn't figure out what it was.
Falling.
No, I still don't know.
Oh, you still don't know?
It's mysterious. I even looked up like shootings in the area. Nothing. What?
It was really sunny. Or like it was like calm last night.
It was calm, but it was really calm, but it was really, really hot.
Maybe you said like static discharge below one of your
I was thinking maybe it could have been like a transformer or something, but I didn't lose any power. Yeah. It could have been like an internet thing. I guess a bad node, I think they call them in the internet business.
Ominous.
It was interesting, and the best part about it is I didn't hear like anybody else react. Not, you know how sometimes you'd hear like somebody,
no, their lights turned on.
Yeah, like you'd hear somebody else do something. Not that I would really see in anyone else's apartment because I'm like facing a brick wall.
I know what you mean by that, because like last summer I was like same exact thing, like Tuesday night.
I fairly late too.
Like Tuesday night, like 1 a.m. All of a sudden I hear, pow, pow, like, oh man, someone shooting something.
That's what I thought.
I'm pretty sure it was just a car popping the engine.
Oh. It definitely wasn't a car this time, because there was no, like, I don't usually hear cars drive by.
Yeah.
So it was.
So I don't know. That's what I told myself eventually. Like, I turned my light on in my room. I was like, I was looking up in my bedroom window, like, because it sounded like it came from the parking lot right across from my unit. And so I was like, as they come back, like, I'm like, I don't see anyone just like sit.
Am I safe? And then I was listening for like police sirens too.
But then I listened for police sirens, and I listened for like footsteps above and below me. Nothing. Like
literally exact same.
Do I call this in?
Like, yeah. I was like, am I supposed to call somebody when I hear these things, or did I just let it go like everybody else? So I just let it go. I actually didn't even get out of bed, if it's going to make you feel. I just pretty much laid there for a second. I was like, I wonder what that was. And I wondered for a second. And then when I woke up in the morning, I was like really wondering. I Google searched for maybe 15 minutes at work, like shootings in Lakeview.
Yes.
Loud bang in Lakeview. Nothing. It's just like the city doesn't even, like big things happen and people don't even recognize it.
It's probably like comforting in a way that like probably not a shooting unless you're really known, but like.
True.
The curiosity bug is there.
Yeah, no, the curiosity is there. So yeah, we'll see. That was an interesting one. I haven't heard anything about it. So I'm assuming we're good.
No news is good news?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. Maybe it was heat lightning. I don't know.
Heat lightning.
That's a thing. It's a real thing.
Rap Battle thing is not. I have no idea.
It is.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
Not doubt yet.
Either way.
Other thing. I do want to say in front of everyone, congrats to you.
Thank you.
You took a plug off me at golf, so.
Big deal.
It was a big moment, so I thought you earned it.
I know, I kind of hustled you though.
Yeah, we might have to restructure next time we play.
Well, you also played a local course for me.
That's true. I played more of your home course, but. I mean. It was a good match.
It was a good match, but then on top of that...
I had a chance and I blew it, and you took it. You seized it.
Oh, I took it.
Yeah, I'm right.
No, no, but the best was we do a closest to the pin. We're both about, I don't know, what would you say, like 60 yards out?
We're like 90 yards.
All downhill.
But it's playing more like 70.
Yeah, and...
You hustled me on this one.
I hustled you on this. This is what I'm saying. I hustled you here because I was like, we were both sitting right there, and I was like, this is the perfect opportunity for me to call closest to the pin.
We are 2 feet apart.
2 feet apart. And I go, hey, Charlie, want to do closest to the pin a buck on it right here? And he goes...
Yeah, I was feeling really confident because, like, playing 80, like, I have a full swing at this. Like, yeah. I got this number dialed in my bag.
And so we both go up. We hit it. He hits a pretty good shot. I hit a better one. Get it closer.
18 feet. Yeah. Right in high. And then you sniff it to like 7 feet. I'm like, there. Yeah, but cool.
Put it to 7 feet. I was like, sick. But then as we're walking down the hill, I go, yeah, I used to come out here when I lived right there. And I'd hit this shot like all the time.
Yeah. Just straight hustle.
Just hustled you hard. Oh, that was rough.
Great. Just do the hustle.
Yeah, but that being said, that was how I won the $1, but I also won the back nine, so that's how I split and took the $1. Big deal.
Big A.
We should start calling them units, so that way people think we're gambling with more.
You won one unit?
I won one unit.
No, we could change it. You won 4 units. The unit's 25 cents.
I won 100 units off you.
So yeah, props were due. Congratulations. I want a rematch.
I like it. Well, before we rematch, let's get into a little podium action.
Probably about time for that. Let's do it.
We're doing the podium of beer names that we create.
Custom beer names.
So we create. So anyone that comes up with a good beer and they want us to name it, we're more than happy to name it at no cost, actually, because I'll probably drink it anyway. Maybe throw us a couple free beers.
I'll say a slight cost.
Just like maybe a 6-pack.
That's probably my slight cost.
Yeah. Cool. I'd assume that if you named a beer, they're going to give you at least a free beer, right?
I think
custom like a nickel.
Finagle your way into like a whole case.
Whoa.
But again, settle for a 6-pack.
Yeah. I'll settle wherever, but one beer is cool.
Yeah, so these are, as we know, they're not, no one's named these beers, these things. Grant, let's hear your first one.
My first one is...
Okay, that was boring, I'm
just kidding. Is the GD Wheat.
The GD Wheat, goddamn Wheat.
Yeah, I like it.
You should call it the GD Weenie.
The GD Weenie would be cool, too.
It kind of rhymes.
It'd be all right. I like the GD Wheat wasn't really going to rhyme. It's just kind of like flows.
GD Weenie.
And then no one has to know it stands for Grant Daniel because what it's obviously going to stand for.
Yeah. I'm guessing it'd be a wheat beer.
I guess that'd probably be best.
I could get behind that. That's pretty solid.
Yeah. I liked it. All right.
I like that. My first one. The Outer Office.
Ooh, I like that one a lot. That might be a name one already, though.
It might be. Yeah, I don't know. I would take a lie detector test on this.
I don't.
It's not a beer.
As far as I know, none of these are our beers, by the way.
So Dibs.
You got it.
Dibs. The Outer Office.
Yep, you got it. I like that one a lot, actually.
I'm pretty proud of that one. Like, I don't get proud, like, too often.
I really like that one.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
That's probably the best one so far. It might be the best one all day, so I hope you got better ones. Since I like shoes in general, I buy a lot of shoes. I was thinking about shoes for some reason when I was doing this.
Shoes.
The new shoe taste.
The new shoe taste.
Also, people like, you know how you
see the new shoe feel.
See, but that'd be more of like a runner. That'd be more like a runner gear beer.
Yeah.
Runner geared beer. I like the new shoe taste.
I can see why you say it tastes. Are you trying to go like the new car smell type thing, but like new shoe?
Yeah, but people also like chug out of their boot.
Ah, the boot. The new shoe boot.
The new shoe taste. I like the new shoe taste.
I think we could workshop that one and make it really good. Like,
we could workshop it. We'll sell it in Portland at Nike headquarters.
I'm saying it's solid now, but I think we could workshop that to make it really good.
Are they in Eugene, aren't they? I don't know where they are.
No, they're in Portland.
Are they?
Technically, yeah. Just a wee bit outside of Portland.
All right, fair enough.
But yeah, Portland. My second one, okay. I'm drawing inspiration from this from one of my favorite TV shows called My Boys. It's called the No Nap Buddy.
The No Nap Buddy?
The No Nap Buddy.
Is there going to be caffeine in it?
No. It's an oxymoron, because usually you drink, like day drinking leads to napping. No Nap Buddy. This is the beer you drink instead of napping. But no caffeine.
All right.
We're healthy beer.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. I do know where you took it from now. I like it a lot.
It's a niche beer. I want to make like a light beer, you know, a day drinking type beer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the No Nap Buddy.
Big fan.
Thank you.
My last one, I wrote down a couple here, but I don't really like them. So my last one is going to steal from yours just a little bit, but also steal from something that my friends talk about all the time. Just the office beer.
The office beer.
Because, you know, like they call LaCroix's office beers.
Yeah.
They call cocaine nose beers.
I like where you're going with this. I like where you're going with this.
Should we just create a bar and call it like a co-working space, but it's just a bar?
Collaboration space?
Yeah. Basically, we gotta steal from WeWork or something like that.
We're calling it the collaboration space. The
collaboration space, and basically it's just all office beers.
That's the out of office.
The out of office.
The work beer.
The spreadsheet.
Oh, the spreadsheet.
The database.
This just got with dips, guys. Dips.
The IT guy.
Back off.
The IT guy.
Everyone listening, back off. This is ours.
I really like this idea. I think we need.
Your heads. What invest? Let us know.
The bar will be called the. Oh man, I like it. I'm already on it.
I was gonna say we got this.
The coffee machine.
Water cooler.
The water cooler. Oh man, that could be called the name of the bar.
That might be better than collaboration space.
Yeah, I didn't really like collaboration space, from being honest.
I kind of love it, but
it's alright. It was cool. I mean, it was
cooler. Probably been taken before though.
Probably, but if they didn't trademark it, don't worry.
We'll do that first.
The copy. That could also be the copy room. Hey, I'm going to the copy room. I'll be right back. Oh.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Some people still have copy rooms. Actually,
we do. I just never tell you when I go, I guess.
Or just like someone asks you where you're at. Oh, I'm in the copy room. Or it could be the conference room.
Conference room. See, you're getting close to collaboration space.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap this up.
My last one, not that good. Not as good as that one. It's just called the Me Time. Just had a little Me Time.
All right.
This one was more. I like it. This one's more designated to like. The parent who needs to like just get away for like 20 minutes to go to the bar and order a me time.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. So my beers kind of have meaning behind them, kind of. You know? What are you looking for in this beer?
A little me time. That's something.
This me time would be highly alcoholic, probably 12%.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you only get one me time.
So you only get one me time.
One a day. All right. Let's pop into our interview here. Welcome on a good friend of mine, a new friend of Charlie's, but
yes,
Evie Moran.
Hey,
Evie.
Evie Moran, new friend of Charlie's, regular old friend of Grant's.
Just, you know, classic. Welcome on, Evie.
How it usually goes.
Exactly. So, Evie, we'll ask you the first question that we ask everyone that comes on the show, since I know you're just an avid listener, nonstop. The first question we ask is, what's your favorite Charlie and Me moment?
Oh, okay.
Or, and they don't have to be exclusive. Like, you can have just one for me or just one for Charlie, obviously, since you guys are so close.
Yeah, well, since Charlie and I are so close, we hang out pretty regularly, just the two of us. I'm just kidding. I'll start with my favorite moment between the three of us. Was probably, let's see. We had a good time. We went to Butcher's Tap a few weekends ago. Had a beer there. I was ragingly hungover, but it was like the first really nice weekend in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Last weekend, last Sunday, had some beverages after you guys went to the Cubs game. Enjoyed that. I don't know. I mean, I guess like really the only time that the three of us have all hung out, it's been over beer, which has been like really great.
We should find something else to do.
We haven't seen any like really exciting like adventures yet. However, I'll move on
Sluggers.
To Grant.
You don't call Sluggers an adventure?
Sluggers was an adventure.
Yeah.
Sluggers?
Yeah.
Sluggers was an adventure. Yeah. You can get into as much detail about that as you want. But, yeah, Sluggers was an adventure. Met a few of Grant's friends from St. Thomas, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I, again, coincidentally was... No, I wasn't hungover that day. I wasn't hungover that day. I had a really bad fever that day, so that was a much more fun day for you guys than it was for me, but I was still happy to have joined you. You guys were my first social encounter that entire day, so that was great.
Beautiful.
In terms of Grant, we've known each other for, like, a quick minute. How long have we known each other? Like,
since,
5 years?
Since we were sophomores in college, right?
Yeah, so maybe four years, five, whatever, yeah.
We'll give it like 4.5. We'll just say 4.5.
Yeah. So we worked at the old Longfellow Grill in Minneapolis together. Grant is a still a busser at heart. I think that's just going to go down in history like that.
It's a lifestyle.
It's not a job. It's not a weekend job. It's a lifestyle.
It's a career, really.
Yeah. But I think my most memorable, like, fun, great time with you was when I was coming back from... This is a really long answer to your question.
It's beautiful. I like it.
Okay, great. I was driving back from a research trip that I did for like a month and a half in Colorado, and I drove out there by myself, and when I was on my way back, I had originally drove out there through South Dakota from Minnesota to Colorado, and then on my way back I did a detour through Des Moines. Grant had just moved away from me in Minneapolis to Des Moines, stopped there, had this really weird afternoon where I had like been driving for 3 days straight, and Grant hadn't gotten off work yet, so I took a nap in my car in like this on this residential street in Des Moines. And then once we met up, he was like, "Why didn't you just like let me know?" And then you could have just like, you know, not slept on the road. Anyway, had a beer there. It was like, again, my first time being in like a civilized social place in months. So that was really fun. That's the answer to my long-winded question or answer. Ugh, I don't know what I'm saying. You guys know what I mean.
That was good. Yeah, I do remember that. That was we went to Exile, had a couple beers, and I remember you telling me that you were sleeping in someone like right in front of someone's house, and the guy started mowing his lawn.
Yeah, and just like looked out at me in a car underneath like my sleeping bag. Mind you, it was in August, so I've been camping in the mountains, but I knew that people were gonna somehow like be around me because I was like in the middle of a residential neighborhood. So I just buried myself under my sleeping bag, and by the time I got out of it, I was just like probably 102 degrees. Like,
who's this homeless lady?
Yeah, this dude just trying to mind his own goddamn business was like this homeless woman just like sleeping in a car out front of my yard, and I'm just trying to mind my business.
She steal a car in Minnesota and drive it here?
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, where the fuck did this girl come from? Anyway, yeah.
Well, I like it. And I do remember one time when, like, a year or so after we first met, you went down to Des Moines, and you you got really drunk in Des Moines and you snapped me or something and continually told me that Des Moines is the best city on earth, so we're going to hold you to that.
Yeah. That's something that I don't think that I will ever live down, or Grant will not let me forget that.
I'll never let you forget that moment.
So, I'm glad you brought up that you worked with Grant Longfellow during that really brief, to-the-point answer from the previous question.
Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome. It's my sense of humor.
All right, you're just laughing.
Was there any, it was like a one point with working for Grant, or with Grant, sorry.
He was not my boss. Let's get one thing straight.
The buster is always in charge.
Well, that's a slip of the tongue.
And he had to pay me at the end of the night, so yeah. If anything, I was working for her.
Was there one time that, like, he dropped a tray or something that, like, sticks out?
I don't even remember you, like, breaking stuff that much. That was just, like, a thing that happened. Right? Like, there was never any situation that you, like, had a really reckless disaster happen. Right? I can't remember.
I'm trying to think too. I can't really remember any.
Yeah, so I'll give him that one compliment. However, I will say that, like, quite literally, Charlie, the first year that I worked with Grant, I don't think he murmured a word. And I was just like, I don't know what it was, but I was just like, oh yeah, I'm just going to be super weird around this guy because he's going to feel really uncomfortable. Like, you just felt like the right thing to do.
Best part, I never felt weird. I was just there to bust tables. I didn't need to talk to anyone.
I know, but I just, like, I knew you were just trying to mind your business, so that's why I always just wanted to be like, what's up, Grant? Like, just, I don't even know.
I do recall that Evie was always asking, like, the most personal questions.
What do you mean the most personal questions?
Yeah, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
No, you didn't know.
Well, I feel like we had a very, like, tight-knit community at Longfellow, and, like, whenever a new person came on, I could tell that it was, like, a really clicky place to be. So it was just one of those things where it was, like, you know, Grant was just, like, such a quiet person at first, and then, like, I don't know, when our friendship sparked.
I blossomed.
Like,
I'm just picturing Grant being super, like, talkative, or not talkative, kind of like me. I'm picturing myself more, but, like, with Grant's body, just not talking to work. Also knowing, though, that he walked a lot to and from work. So, just picturing, like, him in his backpack walking to work and then getting there, not talking to anyone, just cleaning tables and then walking back. So, I'm almost picturing, like a fourth grader, just walking with his backpack, tied on his back, and just, like, walking and then just doing his work and then leaving.
That was another thing, too. Grant and I were the only two people at Longfellow who biked everywhere. So, like, I didn't have a car. I came from the University of Minnesota. So, we both biked everywhere. And, like, we would just both pull up at the same time on our bikes, like, part ways. Like, we would close together a lot of the time and we'd just, like, bike away. Like, it was just so funny. Like, we would always try and plan meeting up at a specific time, like, on the Lake Street Bridge, or, like, leave at the same time because it was, like, pitch black by the time we left work. Grant would always just, like, come in deep. Like, during the time that I didn't bike to work, there would be days where Grant would just, like, show up in his helmet and, like, it had been pouring rain, but he was just like, what's up?
I did that a lot, yeah. Well, the worst was every time it snowed, I didn't bike in the snow, so then I had to walk through, like, the freezing days. Everyone's like, you're not walking home. I was like, yeah, I am. Chill out.
Yeah, people are always, like, so worried about, like, the commute.
That brings me to another point, actually. How would you compare, like, I know you've only been here, what, just a little over a month? How would you compare Chicago to living in Minneapolis? Pros and cons.
I don't know. I guess there's, like, so many differences just because I grew up in the Twin Cities. Like, so, I don't know. Le- leaving Minneapolis, I guess I'll compare it to the homesicknesses that I have now. Like, I sometimes miss having the freedom of, like, driving around, driving to a grocery store, like, having that commute to work that's not, like, jam-packed in a train with other people. is, like, a difference, not that it's better or worse, but, and then, like, my parents are in St. Paul, so that, you know, just, like, the familiarity of living in the Twin Cities was good and bad. Like, I really like the excitement of just not really knowing where I am at some given points when I'm in Chicago. Mm-hmm. In terms of, like, just the general living flow, I don't know, I mean, like, the public transit aspect is very different. I like just being able to, like, get around so seamlessly for the most part. Like, Chicago's a pretty intuitive city to get around.
Right.
Whereas, like, Minneapolis and St. Paul are, I would still consider them confusing cities to navigate. Like, they're not sure. That straightforward. Whereas here, it's, like, so easy to know where you are, or, like, figure out where you are, I mean.
Right. Everyone always asks, so what are the cross streets, like, what block?
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. And then, like, of course, just, the, like, the lake being here is unreal. Like, I just love having such a big body of water. Minneapolis is a very, like, nature-driven city. Like, there's so many bike trails, there's so many parks, so many lakes. But, like,
no great lakes, though.
So I would say that it's, like, more of a natural city. But at the same time, like, the lake is just so fucking cool to be in here.
Right.
Right on. That was a great answer.
Thanks.
So, via Instagram, I saw that you kind of became a pit master this weekend. Explain what you were cooking up there.
Okay, yeah. So, this past weekend was my sister's wedding party. It was amazing. It was super great. It was like 100 degrees. I cannot stress how little of a breeze existed throughout the entire day of Saturday. Like, I don't even care that much about heat, that's fine, but there was no breeze. I thought that my entire first layer of skin was going to melt off my body. Anyway, that's not the point. It's not your question. But
I will say, I do appreciate you saying that, because, yeah, I was wearing a suit during that same weather, so.
Yes! Horrible. Yeah. A rough day.
I was at the pool.
We were just happy it wasn't raining. So the focal point of the party was my brother-in-law's dad got an entire pig, eyeballs, hooves, ears, everything intact.
Nice.
Except for its organs, obviously. That was, like, the main course. So the whole wedding was like, very casual, like, outdoor, more of, like, a potluck thing. So everyone, rather than bringing gifts to the wedding, was just responsible to bring, like, a side dish or, like, drinks or something like that. And so the main course was pulled pork. And it was from, I want to, like, plug this farm, but I don't remember the name of it. Not that, like, I'm sure your listeners are too into
this farm.
Like,
yeah, all 20 of them.
Yeah, it was, like, humane meat products.
They're all vegan. Like, strictly vegan.
Yeah, we just have vegan listeners. Anyway, so he got this pig. So on Saturday morning, we woke up at, like, 6 a.m., got the pig from the farmer. I don't know what they were called. It was amazing. Like, it was like such good quality meat. They were very, like, sustainable farm, super cool. But anyway, my brother-in-law's dad, his name is Dana, he, for the first time, cooked an entire pig. Like, he had never done this before, and was just, like, honestly winging it. But yet, at the same time, this dude is, like, one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. So he, like, started coding in, like, the 80s and 90s when, like, coding was, like, happening for the first time ever.
Yeah.
He's actually an engineer. He's a mechanical engineer, I'm pretty sure, really.
Just like Charlie.
Yeah.
I'm pretty smart, too, thanks.
Exactly. That's I'm aiming for that compliment there. All you need to do, Charlie, is just, like, roast an entire pig, then you'll be at the same level. But
challenge accepted.
Yeah, so this dude is just like this, he's just this awesome guy. He made his own, like, motor system that rotated the pig, like, the exact RPM for, like, it to cook perfectly. So at, like, 7 a.m., we lit this little fire, spread out all the charcoals, and it was, like, smoke roasting. I'm probably using, like, the wrong terminology here, but it was, like, smoking over the court. We started at, like, 7 or 8 a.m., ended it at probably 7 p.m. Yeah, so it was, like, cooking for 12 hours over this, like, very low fire, and prior to that, we had to, like, sew up. So where they had, like, removed all its organs, we had to sew up the, right, like, inside of the pig, which was my responsibility. And then, so I sewed it shut, we put it on this, like, long beam, and then, like, this motor that he created, like, rotated it for 12 hours, and it was so bomb. It was just such a great, oh my god, it was so good. It was, like, the most tender meat ever.
That sounds amazing.
It was, like, in pulled pork sandwiches, it was great.
I sure hope that was the best pulled pork of your life.
Yeah, after 12 hours, I mean, don't you just put it in, like, a crock pot and let it go? That's what I've done with pulled pork in the past.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, wow, we're really doing a lot, I guess.
Doing the most at the Moran weddings.
Yeah, like, he just, like, whips out this big-ass rotational motor thing, and I was like, oh, so you made that. Okay, got it.
Oh, not a big deal.
I can see you made that.
Okay. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
All right, the last question.
Yeah, 3 days.
Piece of cake.
I respect that.
Yeah.
It would take me, like, 3 years.
So impressive.
The last question during the interview part is our tattoo question. Now, I know you recently just got a new tattoo, but I want to know what your next tattoo is going to be, and where would you put it?
Ooh, good question. Let's see. People listening are probably like, we don't care.
A lot of people listen when they're asked this question, they say Grant's face.
Yeah. Lower back, my face. All day.
Okay. I was just going to actually get a, like a hybrid of Charlie and Grant's face. Charlie's nose, Grant's eyebrows.
Have you seen our logo? I can send you that.
Yeah. If we could workshop that look together and just sketch it up. I was planning on just putting it on my
your calf.
My calf. Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good spot.
And then ideally from that point on, just wear jorts. Like, that's, ooh, my permanent.
Jorts from there on out, yeah. Jorts, yeah, and then, like, black jorts, socks and tennis shoes.
Yeah. Right.
I will suggest our logo compared to, like, a hybrid of our faces, because who in the hell wants to look at that?
Yeah, a hybrid of our faces would not look good, because one of our faces doesn't look good, right, Charlie?
Yeah, I know. One of them doesn't.
One of them. We're not sure which one.
Yeah, that's, like, the trivia question at the end. So.
Yeah. So, trivia question. Last question. No. we'll now jump into, like, we'll do a little spelling bee. So, basically, we have two rounds of the spelling bee. The first round, Charlie gets a question. If he gets it wrong, you get the chance to steal it, and you get a question. The same goes to him. Second round, you just get your own question.
This is a spelling bee?
This is a spelling bee. So, Charlie get the first word. Are you ready, Charlie?
Let's do it.
Your word is uncertainty.
Can you say that again, please?
Uncertainty.
Can you use it in a sentence?
No.
Okay.
Charlie has uncertainty about this.
There's lots of uncertainty going around in my head. He's uncertain. That's all right. Uncertainty. God damn it. Oh, no.
All right, Charlie, give it a shot.
Yeah, here we go. Uncertainty. U-N-C-E-R-T-E-N-T-Y.
No.
No, okay. I'm going to just take the wheel here, Charlie. I really hope I get it right because I came in there confident. U-N-C-E-R. T-A-I-N-T-Y.
That's it.
Hell yeah. I'm not even writing this shit right now.
Woo! Killing it. Evie, your first word, if you get it right, last word, because then Charlie has no shot, is opponent. Can you beat your opponent, Charlie?
Opponent. My opponent. Okay. Is it OPPONENT?
That's correct.
Hell yeah.
That's the clean sweep.
Is that it?
That's it. You won.
That's it. Game over.
Evie, we had a good time having you on. We'll see you, again soon for some more adventures of Charlie and Grant.
This is such an honor, you guys. Thanks.
All right, that was our good friend Evie. Lots of fun. I'm sure many more stories to come from her. But yeah. So are you gonna get on that pig roasting so you can finally be a genius, or?
I've always secretly wanted to roast a pig. I think if I want to do like underground pit.
Maybe like our Flag Day party, we can get one going.
Underground.
Although we missed Flag Day, so next year's Flag Day party.
Yeah, I think we just fly to Hawaii and just do it there.
For Flag Day?
Do it for any day.
Oh well, I was really.
Big roast day. It could happen to coincide on Flag Day.
I was really banking on Flag Day, so maybe we'll just wait.
I'll start studying.
Fair enough. I had one thing before we go to our quotes here.
Okay.
I was thinking this weekend. You know how they have dad jokes?
Yeah. They have son jokes?
Okay, but better. Mom jokes.
I feel like we kind of talked about it. Oh, never mind.
We haven't. We haven't. But what I figured out is that. What mom jokes are just jokes that like cut you really deep. Like, cause my mom, this is my family at least, and we're talking to my family about it. My mom would be joking, and it'd be like, "Oh yeah, you got a nice head. It's really big." You know, like, and then people would laugh. It'd be like something really dumb like that.
Yeah, you got big hair.
It's like a basketball. I'm like, okay, thanks.
I will say, like, every once in a while, mom comes in there with a joke, or she'll try to put you down, like, yeah, you need to go down a couple notches.
Yeah, they're not like the ones. I mean, your dad puts those zingers in there that will, you know, they'll make you think about yourself for the next 2 weeks. Your mom gives you those ones that makes you think about yourself for the next 6 months.
They hit you hard.
Yeah, and then you're like, man, I remember when she told me that, and you'll remember it like.
Okay, I need a shift of my life.
Yeah, I need to really turn it around. So those are mom jokes. We've just now determined that. I'm going to coin that, bring it around.
Next episode, Grant, you should have to give us a mom joke.
Mom jokes. All right, next episode I'll work on a mom joke.
Give a mom joke to me. Like, you have to.
I don't know one now, but I'll work on it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's wrap it up with the quotes. Go ahead.
Success is buried on the other side of rejection. Tony Robbins.
Woof. Woof. The coldest winter I've ever spent was April in Iowa. Mark Twain.
April in Iowa.
I could use some cool right now. Deuces.